Europol cracks 500 BTC from an Irish drug traffickers stash. Europol said this week that it provided highly complex technical expertise and decryption resources to help Irish authorities recover a further 500 BTC linked to convicted drug trafficker Clifton Collins, according to a July 3, 2026 post from CoinMarketCap citing the agency. At Bitcoin's price of roughly $61,373 as of July 3, 2026, that tranche is worth about $30.7 million. The recovery reopens one of Europe's longest-running crypto forfeiture sagas and, more importantly, shows how far state-level blockchain forensics has moved past simply tracing coins on a public ledger. The hard part was never watching the money. It was getting into the wallets that held it. A cold case that never really closed Collins, an Irish cannabis grower jailed in 2017, became a reference point in law enforcement circles because his Bitcoin holdings were both enormous and, for years, unreachable. He had split his coins across multiple wallets and stored the access credentials offline. Parts of that setup went missing, and prosecutors spent years untangling which keys the state could actually control versus which were effectively lost. The new 500 BTC did not come from a fresh investigation. It came from cracking storage that investigators already had in hand but could not open. That is the detail worth sitting with. A public account that anyone can see on the blockchain is useless to a prosecutor if the private key sits behind encryption nobody can break. Europol's contribution, in its own framing, was the decryption muscle, not the chain analysis. Forensics moves from tracing to breaking. For most of the last decade, crypto forensics meant clustering addresses and following flows through mixers and exchanges. Firms like Chainalysis built businesses on that. Recovery of the actual assets usually depended on a suspect handing over a seed phrase, a seized device with a weak password, or an exchange freezing a custodial balance. The Collins recovery points to a different capability: agencies working through encrypted key material directly. Europol did not publish its methods, and it is fair to assume the specifics stay classified. But the message to criminals and to ordinary holders is the same. Encryption raises the cost of access. It does not make access impossible when a well-resourced state decides the target is worth it. That cuts in two directions. It is genuinely good news for victims and taxpayers when stolen or criminal proceeds get clawed back. It is a caution for anyone who assumed that "not your keys, not your coins" also meant "my keys, nobody's coins." The self-custody takeaway is not what criminals think. Plenty of people will read this as an argument against self-custody. It is closer to the opposite. Collins lost coins because of sloppy operational security around his backups, not because the Bitcoin protocol failed. Seizure here required physical evidence, court authority, and a multi-agency effort spanning years. For law-abiding users, the practical lessons are mundane and boring, which is exactly the point. Encryption strength matters. Where and how you store a backup matters more than most people admit. And custody model is a real decision, not a slogan. Holders weighing spend from your own wallet options against custodial cards are really choosing who can be compelled to hand over their funds themselves under a court order or a third party that can freeze an account on request. That counterparty question is not abstract. When a custodial provider fails or is ordered to act, balances can be frozen regardless of the user's own behavior. Self-custody removes that intermediary but shifts the entire burden of key security onto the individual. And this case shows the state has patient, well-funded tools for the moments when it decides to pursue someone. A quiet trend in state crypto seizures, government-managed crypto stockpiles are growing. Ukraine recently placed seized crypto under formal state management for the first time, and sanctions bodies have leaned harder on-chain enforcement, as seen when OFAC blacklisted 134 wallets tied to ISIS-K and Tether froze the funds. Each case chips away at the early-era assumption that crypto was beyond the reach of the state. The Collins recovery is a smaller number than those headline actions, but it is arguably more significant as a signal. It is not about freezing coins on a cooperative platform or tracing a flow. It is about opening a lock the owner built to stay shut. Ireland now controls another 500 BTC because a European agency could do exactly that.